Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masechtes Brachais, Perik Beis, Mischne Dalet. Before you say Shema, try to work things out, that you're in a place, you'll be able to have Kavana. Although our Mishnah tells us, there are exceptions to the rule. For example, Ha'umanin, Bali Malacha, that are busy doing their job, like collecting peiros on the top of a tree. And imagine this person going up a ladder, he's on the top of the tree, he's taking off the peiros, or he's building a stone house. So he's standing up there on a row of stones, waiting for them to hoist up the next stone and for him to put it into place. Zakta Mishnah, Koirin Bereisha Ilan. These people can say Shema at the top of the tree, or Bereish HaNidbach, or on top of the row of stones. They don't have to come down to say Shema. Now, when you're standing on top of a tree, or you're standing on a row of stones, you obviously, like, are nervous about falling. Even though these people are skilled, they're used to it, but you have to be conscious of where you're standing. You have to watch your step. You have to keep your balance. So why don't we make them come down to say Shema? And the answer is that for Shema, the main kavana you have to have is by the first pasuk. If you don't have kavana by the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, you're not Yotze. So for that amount of time that it takes to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we feel even on the tree, around the row of stones, he can manage that. Masha Einon Rishon Lassus came b'tfila. But you can't do this for Shmoneh Esrei. When it comes time for Shmoneh Esrei, the worker has to come down the tree and down from the row of stones that he's standing on. Because Shmoneh Esrei is Rachmi, it requires Kavana. Here you have to come down to Davin. It's interesting, the Gemara says that the din of our Mishnah, that for Shmoneh Esrei you'll have to come down, doesn't apply to all trees. If he's in an olive tree or a fig tree, where the branches are very big, and you can stand there pretty secure, you don't have to worry about falling. So there he could daven Shmoneh Esrei. Some say that because there are so many leaves and branches by these two trees, for him to come down, he has to work his way through these leaves and branches would take very long. And right now he's working for somebody. That's why Chazal said he could daven Shmoneh Esrei up there in the branches at the top of the tree, if it's an olive or fig tree. Some of the other inyanim that are discussed here is that the heter is only for the worker to daven up there in the fig tree and the olive tree. But let's say the owner himself is up there, now you come down to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Why should the owner be different than the workers? Some say the owner doesn't usually go up so much, so he's a little more nervous, right? You see these roofers, they're not so nervous, they're used to it. And some Rishonim explain, even though we're saying, okay, an olive tree and a fig tree have such big branches that you can be secure up there, let the person daven there. We're still letting him daven there, taking into consideration that he's in the middle of working, you know, he's getting paid for his work. It'll take a lot of time for him to come down. But as far as the Balabas is concerned, what's your excuse? You come down and daven in the right place.